Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
All right, we don't even have to start yet. I want to just keep drinking and talking.
Sure, yeah. I don't know how this whole podcast goes, so...
It's never aired. It's never downloaded uploaded.
Is this the first episode of this podcast?
This is the fifth,
okay. But
it hasn't gone up yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What's it called?
It's called Sing-Songers.
Okay.
And it's... For a while, I was going to call it Song Singers, and I thought that made too much sense.
Okay.
I like bad ideas.
Yeah.
You've seen my band.
I have, yeah.
I like bad ideas.
I thought a lot of those ideas were good, though, like with the kid and the,
the
rider and whatnot.
I'm really good at throwing comedy in.
It was very entertaining. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, you know, I mean, I can't really sing, and I play guitar, I can't bar chords.
You can't bar chords?
No.
Oh. That's like all I can do. I can't open chords. I can do like A and C and G.
I know. I look at you and I'm envious because you're always barring. And I'm like, wow, I can't do
that. They just
sound
so nice.
I know. But see, I just started playing guitar as a writer
because
I wanted to write songs for shows and just in general. And I got lazy, and I was like, well, all I got to do is know the open chords. But is that true? Because doesn't it open you up a little bit if you could bar chords to get a different sound and maybe write different types of songs?
Perhaps. The best thing about bar chords is that they're movable. So you only need to know, A is so much different than G on an open chord. Like, you have to, put your fingers in a whole different...
Right.
Formation, but a bar chord is just the same pretty much. Like, there's maybe, a couple of different variations, but...
Like, you could keep your fingers the same. All you gotta do is move them down the frets.
Yeah.
In some ways, I'm so lazy that I'm making myself work more, right?
Some might say that.
But you wouldn't.
I don't know. I've never really given that much thought.
But you don't play open chords a lot?
I feel like the way I do it is lazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But...
Because I don't like to have to move my fingers in all the different, patterns for open chords.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, I'm making more work for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Jesus. But I like the sound that you make, you know? Like, I've been listening to your stuff. Obviously, I heard it first at our Halloween show, and I loved it, and then I came to see it. And I came to see it at that one broken down building.
A weird room in a sewing building.
Yeah.
A sewing factory.
I really felt like, I felt cool because I was bringing my 17-year-old daughter there.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is where we hang out when we listen to music. And it was fun. It was like a really good vibe too. Like, everyone was really friendly and, my daughter's shy, but she loved looking at everyone having fun and and kind of just being cool. Like, I think Trump was just elected, and the whole world was a little freaked out at that point. But it just seemed like a really great, happy place.
Yeah.
At that time. Yeah.
Yeah, all my friends are really cool. I mean, I didn't know half those people, but...
Yeah.
The people that I knew there, and it was like, you know, people that are there to see me and my friends.
So yeah.
Those people are generally pretty cool.
Yeah, and how did you get that place? How did you find it?
My friend Brian used to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he's a crazy, video artist, and he used to live there. And then he decided he wanted to live in a real place, so he moved into an apartment, but kept that place as, a studio and, they had shows there and stuff.
So was he there
occasionally?
That night?
Yeah, he was there. He was behind the bar most of the night, I think.
Oh, okay.
He's Hawaiian. He's got long black hair.
Yeah. Okay.
He's really nice. But yeah, I've known that guy for years.
It was a really good vibe.
Yeah. And it's kind of secret. And also that show, I think everybody was really happy at that show in particular because it was supposed to be at this other venue.
Right, something else just got canceled.
Yeah, and it just got canceled that day, and we just moved it and tried to tell everybody we knew very, very last minute, and so we were just psyched that anybody was there.
That's a testament to you because I have a hard enough time bringing someone to one place.
Yeah.
You moved them from one place to another, and they all came, and they all followed.
We tried, yeah.
No, I think it worked.
I think people are happy that it got moved to, like, a secret, cool warehouse type of space.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Seemed cool. And you've gotten, like, a lot of, just recently, just because you're doing this podcast, I looked you up. In general, I've been listening to your stuff, but now I was like trying to follow your career, and like you were in LA Weekly as like the best new artist, right?
Best solo artist. Of I don't know. I guess it was 2015.
Yeah,
maybe
that's new.
Or 14.
yeah.
As voted by the readers.
Yeah.
So I was pretty stoked on that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so how long had you been doing it before that?
How long have I been playing music?
Yeah, and writing and all.
I've been writing songs since I was like 5 years old.
5 years old?
Yeah.
See, I feel like I have too, but not on guitar. Were you playing guitar?
No, yeah, not on guitar. No, I would just like...
Sing
I just
hum?
Like always wanted to be a singer, and so I would always just write little... lyrics that I called songs, or you know, it was just like bullshit.
That's
but
great.
I would be
that's
like, "This
what
is my
I did
song."
Too. Yeah,
yeah.
I remember walking down the street and singing, and like neighbors going, "Well, you really like to sing. You're always singing." And yeah. I'm like, "I'm writing too."
Yeah, yeah. I'm an artist. God damn it.
Yeah,
it's my process.
But it took me, you know, if I was like five back then, it took me about 48 years to really get the guts to go up and do it in front of people.
Yeah.
So, but you did it.
Some people are, just late bloomers, you know. I feel like I even, like, I'm 32 now, and I feel like I'm not even, like I'm, like, just getting started, you know.
When did you start playing in front of people?
When I was, like, 16, I guess.
Wow, that's great. And you were playing guitar and barring chords.
Yep. I was powering chords at that point in time. I didn't start with the bar chords until, like...
Wait, what's the difference? Because I'm very naive.
Well, a power chord is even easier than a bar chord because you don't even have that like middle finger note in there. It's just like the top three strings are like the only ones that you play.
See, I don't know.
And you don't even bar it. You just like mute all the, like you basically only need like four strings on the guitar.
See, I only know the basics. That's why. But I might be a little more folky then, right?
Perhaps.
Like, you heard me, would you, can like, because everyone always asks me, and, you know, you don't have to critique it, I'm just saying, what kind?
Okay.
But, like, everyone asks me what kind of music I play, and that's the hardest question, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like, just fucking listen to it, man.
Yeah.
Like, don't ask me what
how
it sounds like.
How would you label me?
Yeah. Well, like, no. Everybody's gonna hear something
No, but how
different.
Would
anyway,
you label me?
How would I do? Yeah. Well, I would say you guys have like a classic rock kind of vibe.
Classic.
I wouldn't say folk. No way.
No. Okay.
You're not playing an acoustic guitar up there.
Right. It's because my band is good.
Yeah. Your bass player is amazing. And that's your nephew, that kid that was playing drums?
No.
Oh.
No, I had two friends in college that met each other in college and then they fucked and that came out.
And so you're not related to that kid at all. It's just a friend.
I mean, I love the kid.
Yeah.
But only because he played with us and he was great.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah,
I was very impressed.
Yeah, but we have another we have another drummer who's, you know, who's my age and who's great, and I, you know, I love him.
Yeah.
And but I would love to incorporate that kid into our act and kind of bring him up for a couple songs every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but classic rock—that's interesting, because. Someone was talking about their music and called it classic rock, and I'm like, boy, you're really full of yourself. Classic rock.
Yeah.
But I guess that's just a term.
Well,
though.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
type of music.
Yeah, it's like influenced by classic rock.
Right.
It's obviously not like
it's not classic. Yeah.
But I feel like
people
it's the open, like, distorted chords a lot that they use in classic rock. And
right.
Just a certain tempo and.
Yeah. Do you like that kind of music at all?
Somewhat.
Because you play, and I'm not good at labeling music either, but I feel like there's a little Ramones to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that classic rock.
No.
But, I mean, it's like classic
it's
punk.
Punk.
Yeah.
Classic punk, yeah.
But I do like some classic rock. I don't know, do you consider Boston classic rock?
I like a little Boston.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
Boston's
I grew up
shit.
On all that stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obviously,
I like Steve Miller Band.
Yeah, you know, it's a guilty pleasure of mine. But the Joker, I'll always listen to that.
Okay.
Even though it's overplayed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like Brown Eyed Girl, you know, I mean, I can't get around it. I love that song.
It's a great song.
Yeah. That's why it's overplayed. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
They can't help it.
So, have you experimented with going outside of that wheelhouse at all of classic punk? At all?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you write? Do you start with music first, or with lyrics, or with a title, or a theme?
Anything, like any way to write a song, like I'll take it, because it's so hard to write a good song. I feel like, and it takes so much like energy and effort.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just comes.
Sometimes it just comes, and it's no effort, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But yeah, sometimes it'll be a title. And, like, build a song around that. Sometimes it'll be, like, a line of lyrics, or sometimes it'll just be a drum beat. I think it was Little Steven said every good song starts with a good drum beat. I may be wrong on that, but I always remember that.
Well, then I haven't written one good song.
But I like the idea of that, you know, like, you need a really good, or it doesn't have to be,
like a rhythm.
Good technically, but just a good, like, beat, you know?
And yeah.
Then you should be able to write a good song out of that.
Well, I brought this up, I think, at the last podcast.
Oh, am I supposed to be using a coaster here?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not your mom.
No, you're not. You're not Betty.
Is Betty your mom?
That's my mom.
Will she listen to this?
She probably will, actually. If I tweet about it, she probably will, yeah, because she reads all my tweets and texts me.
That's nice. My mom does not even know what tweeting is.
Yeah.
She's a... Because I'm 52, so... She's like 83.
Wow.
Yeah. That's an old mom.
I mean, if that was my mom, that would be an old mom, but...
That's true.
She seems like a normal mom.
Yeah, you know, she was in her 30s when she had me. So I started writing... I got to find a pick, because I don't like...
Oh, I have a really nice pick. Do you have one?
Yeah, I'd love your nice pick. That would be an honor.
Signature pick here.
Does it have your name on it?
No, it doesn't. It's just the pick that I really like to use. I mean, I have a bunch of them.
But. I used to have a Go-Go's pick.
Oh, really? That's cool. I have a Real Big Fish pick that they sent me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like this pick. It's got a grip.
Yeah. Those are the best ones. That's like the only kind of pick I ever want to use.
You could probably get these off Amazon, right?
Yeah, but
I don't go to guitar stores.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm, you know.
You can get them anywhere.
But Guitar Center?
Yeah, sure.
Where'd you get it?
I have no idea, actually. I probably got it at Guitar Center, or possibly, what's that? There's like a guitar store on the west side. I think it's McCabe's Guitar Shop.
Oh, McCabe's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I may have gotten it there.
All right.
Because I like to just...
Are you over on the west side a lot?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I lived there for like 6 years, and that place, McCabe's, is like kind of in my old hood.
Are you a beach girl?
Yeah, I love the beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that, because you know, you don't seem like you're
beachy.
Beachy.
I'm not like blonde and whatnot. Yeah. No, I love the beach. I mean, I grew up like pretty close to the coast in Massachusetts.
All right.
And we grew up always going to the beach and stuff.
I always had this romantic idea of, even though it's kind of shitty, I didn't care, but I wanted to live on like the Venice boardwalk.
Like right on the boardwalk?
Yeah, yeah, right on the
right
boardwalk.
Right there? Okay.
Yeah, like overlooking it.
You just probably can.
All the crazy people.
Yeah, just, you get a tent?
Get a tent?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'd get an apartment.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it would be expensive. Yeah, I'm 52. I can't live. I'm not like a 52-year-old hippie.
Yeah.
Even though I have long
hair.
That's good. But yeah. So I started a song like this. That's as close as I got to starting with a drum beat. I feel like I almost felt like I was writing for bass or something.
Yeah, that's good too, actually, because you can, I mean, that might influence a good drum beat, you know? I had a guitar teacher in college that said, you should always borrow. Like, if you're a guitarist, you know, you should borrow from the other instruments.
Right.
And what you're doing there, that's very, like, To me, it seemed like you borrowed a lot from bass.
Yeah,
drum.
Because I don't think about rhythm a lot when I write. So I think I started thinking, well, I should think more about rhythm and see if that helps my writing at all.
Yeah. You know? Rhythm's important.
Yeah.
That sounds like the Violent Femmes to me.
Oh.
What you just played.
You know what? I used to get compared to the Violent Femmes before I even knew who they were.
Like your music?
Yeah. Just because I liked weird lyrics and, you know, I didn't follow any kind of rules. But I didn't know the rules. They probably just broke the rules.
There's no rules.
Yeah. I remember at the Halloween party, I couldn't, you know, I have right that tuner right there, that foot tuner.
Do you want this?
No.
Oh.
But I got lost while I was tuning my guitar, and I was tuning the wrong keys, and I was bemoaning it to you, and you said, "That happens to everyone." I think you were just being nice. That doesn't really happen.
I don't remember that at all,
yeah,
actually.
Well, does it happen to everyone?
What, that you're tuning the wrong...
Yeah, I was tuning the wrong... tuning the wrong string.
Oh, okay.
Not key.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
It does?
Sure.
Wow. That's so great that I'm not the only retarded
one. Oh, yeah, no, I've done that plenty of times where it's like I'm trying to tune one string and it's just like the thing on the tuner isn't moving at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm twisting the knob, twisting it, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I realize I'm twisting the wrong string and I'm probably going to fucking break that string in like two seconds if I try to play it.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Yeah. I'm not the only one.
Yeah, no way.
It's so great. Well, you're the first... guest I've had on that isn't my age, that you're a lot younger than me.
Who else have you had?
I've had probably people, I don't know if you know them, Robbie Foulkes, who plays at McCabe's a lot, actually.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Polonsky, who had an album out in the 90s. It's really good. It's called My Name is Johnny.
Okay.
And Dean and Britta. Do you know Dean and Britta? Do you know Luna and Galaxy 500?
Oh, yeah, I know Galaxy 500.
Dean is the head guy of Galaxy 500, yeah.
Cool.
So, you know, they're all my age.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to talk with someone younger than me, and we kind of have the same, the same tuning problems. That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you trying to think of a good question about writing, like, because you say you started you've started with music, you've started with rhythm, you've started with titles. Is there a go to thing for you, or is it always different when you start writing?
It's always different.
And how emotional are your songs to you? I mean, are they close to your heart, or are they kind of like this distant idea that you feel, but you've distanced yourself from it at that point? Like, how soon do you write a song after you're heartbroken or something?
Sometimes right away, but sometimes it takes a really long time to think about exactly what you want to say about it. The lyrics are the hardest part.
Yeah.
For me, because...
For me, yeah, it's definitely... I need distance. Otherwise, it's a shitty song.
Mm.
It's like...
Sometimes, it just comes right out.
Yeah.
Not often. But yeah, my songs are really close to my heart. I feel like... I mean, I used to always, like, when people would be like, writing songs is so therapeutic, I would be like, whatever, shut up, you know? But now I kind of do get that. It's like an exorcism, you know? Like, when you're like, you got something inside and then you get it out. And especially after it's recorded and like out on like an album, then you're like, all right, I don't have to deal with that anymore, you know?
Well, it's like all therapy. You don't want therapy when you're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You kind of want to just wallow in your sadness.
Yeah.
You know, in a way. And in your pain. And then... have a little distance sometimes.
Yeah, so I guess that's the songwriting process right there. That's when you're writing the song, that's your wallowing. And then once it's done, it's out.
Do you go to therapy?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I don't either. And I kind of don't go because I'm afraid that I won't write songs anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need pain and suffering.
Yeah, don't you?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of good happy songs out there. There's a few.
You don't like that song Happy by Pharrell Williams?
I don't really know it, I don't think.
You don't know it?
I don't know. Whoa. Maybe I do. Can you play a
you
little bit?
You know it, right?
Can you
yeah,
play,
everybody knows
can
it.
Can you play a little bit of it?
I don't think I can play it. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you have any happy songs yourself?
I don't know. I think I have like sad songs and then like songs that aren't like that are neither happy nor sad.
Right.
Like they're just like about something.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too as I asked you that question instead of listening to you. and I thought, well, I either have like sad songs or songs where I'm trying to make someone else happy.
Hmm.
You know, like, hey, come on. You're not so bad.
Like, Hey Jude?
Hey Jude, yeah, that's a good one. You know, let okay. it be. You know, I think I feel like Paul McCartney was too happy, although I bet he wasn't really that happy.
Yeah, I wonder. He was on too much LSD.
I think he had a lot of bitterness.
Yeah.
And then he was overcompensating with Let It Be.
Maybe.
Like, Let It Be, Let It Be. Yeah.
Was that a Paul song?
Let George Harrison be for a second. Put some of his songs on your album.
Yeah. Oh.
I have a Poor theory George. That George got cancer because he hated Paul McCartney.
Probably.
Yeah.
He just could never get a break, guy.
No. And
even the fucking the
My
tree.
Sweet Lord thing?
What?
That My Sweet Lord thing where he got sued?
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly.
That was
Assholes.
A bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even that, like, this happened a year or two ago. He had, like, a memorial tree in L.A. And the fucking Beatles came and ate it.
What? Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second. This...
Like, even
when you're
in
saying
death, he
Beatles,
can't catch a break.
Are you saying
it was some fucking
the bugs?
Beetle, yeah.
The beetle bugs?
Yeah.
Ate the beetle tree?
It was like a plague of beetles came and, like, devoured
Holy
his tree.
Fuck.
Yeah.
The universe is becoming undone, right? Something's happening.
Slowly but surely.
Beetles? Like, it had to be beetles.
I don't know. I mean, we can research it more.
No,
and confirm,
no, I
but
don't.
That's,
I don't want
I just
to.
Remember,
I want to always
yeah.
think that the beetle bugs
fucking beetles
ate the fucking George Harrison tree. Yeah. They were probably little Paul McCartney heads. Jesus, wow. But do you ever get paranoid about like that? Because he wrote the song, and I feel like yeah, I can hear. A little bit of the melody of She's So Fine or He's So Fine in it. But they're such different songs.
Yeah.
Do you ever get paranoid when you write a song that it sounds so familiar and you're like, does it sound like anything else?
Sometimes, once in a great while. Like, I think I had one song where I was like, oh shit, does this song sound too much like another song? But typically, that's the whole point of my
right,
songs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this song sounds exactly like this other song, and that's awesome, because, like, it's like a tribute
yeah,
to
yeah.
me. I mean, a lot of people are just like, you're fucking, like, unoriginal and whatever, but I'm
well,
like, that's the whole entire point. Like, thank
yeah.
you. Yeah,
yeah,
you get it.
How about,
it.
Where are your songs?
Yeah.
Yeah. The people who say that usually are, like, they're not even songwriters.
Yeah. Or they don't do anything.
They just sit there. Like idiots.
Yeah. Exactly.
Start naming their names. I want to.
Oh, I don't know. You know, just
I'm joking.
Randos.
You don't have to name their names. was the song? Or go ahead.
Well, yeah. Name? I mean, I have a really good friend, and his dad is like this old, weird, like kind of like turd. And, like, no one really likes him, but he came to a show of mine a few months ago. And I guess he does like music, like, somewhat, but I don't know why he came to this show. I guess he just came to, like, see his son hang out or whatever,
what
which
was
is, like, a
son?
Rare occasion.
Was he playing with you? Or
no, he's just a really good friend of mine and a big fan of mine.
Yeah.
And was, like, his dad lives in Costa Rica.
So his dad was standing next to his son while he was listening?
Yeah. And his dad said that he didn't like my music because it was derivative. Cause I was playing all my, like, Ramones songs, you know?
Yeah, but...
And I was like, that's the exact point. Like,
guess so what? The Ramones were derivative.
Yeah.
They were like 50s music.
Yeah. You know? And that was the point of their music too. Yeah. Like, that's the way they wanted it. And it wasn't like, I was like secretly like, I'm going to like play this music and everyone's going to love it, but no one's going to know that it's like actually a ripoff. Like, yeah, that's the whole intention, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like when I say your songs sound like they were influenced by the Ramones, they're not the Ramones songs. They're totally different. And that's what's great about it. You're taking from a great thing and making it your own.
Thank you. But actually, I do have my latest EP that came out, which is like five or six of the songs that I play in my current set. It was a project that I specifically tried to write Ramones core.
Oh.
So I was like, and it was something that I've been wanting to do for a really long time.
That's interesting, like a tribute album without doing Ramones songs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Ruddles.
The
do
Ruddles?
Know, do you know the Ruddles?
Uh-uh.
They're Monty Python, Eric Idle from Monty Python, and one of the guys who did music for Monty Python, Neil Innes. They did a whole thing. It was like an hour parody documentary called The Ruddles, and it was a band very much like the Beatles.
Okay.
They were, so Neil Innes wrote a lot of songs that were very reminiscent of actual Beatles songs, but they weren't strict parodies like Weird Al Yankovic parodies where he just takes the exact chords.
Yeah.
It's just the feel of those songs.
Yeah.
And yeah, they did them and they're amazing. And I was like, wow, this is great. This is the way to do it. If you're going to do parody.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, especially. And then I think they got sued and they had to like give all their money to whoever owned the Beatles songs at that point.
Oh, damn.
But they're not even that similar. You could just tell, oh, that's supposed to be like Day in the Life, but
yeah.
It's called Cheese and Onions. And, you should, if you're a fan of the Beatles at all.
Mm.
Yeah, they're boring at this point, right?
I mean, I like them. Like, yeah. You can't not like the Beatles. Because, like, if you like rock and roll,
yeah.
Basically you like the Beatles. Because every band is influenced in some way by
right.
the Beatles, whether they
but
know
enough
or not.
Is enough.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm not going to, like, sit down with it or anything.
Yeah. But the Ruddles is actually kind of a fun thing to listen to if you're bored of the Beatles.
Okay.
You know. But, like...
But, yeah, that's bullshit that they got sued. Because if that's, like, by that logic, they could basically sue, like, any band.
Well, like
they,
Oasis
like,
or
just
something.
Just pick a band out of a hat, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I guess they just got too big. I think that's the criteria of suing. If you make enough money, they'll just start suing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you, can you survive off music at this point?
Yeah, I haven't had a job in a really long time.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't like jobs.
No.
I mean, sometimes they can be okay. It's good to have, like, somewhere to go.
Yeah.
I guess, but I don't really like working a job.
Well, no. No one does.
Like a day
you
job.
You want to do what your passion is.
Yeah.
You know. Is there another passion out there that you would do?
Well, I've been working on my art.
Oh, yeah.
Also.
You're an artist.
But pretty much, no. I mean, I also have a dream of, like, being in really, really shitty movies. But, like, just having, like, a one-word role or something like that. Or just, like, a walk-on role in, like, the, like Happy Madison movies or, like, you know, Rob Schneider type movies.
You know, I have a very prominent extra part in Army of Darkness. Do you know that?
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, of course.
Do you remember when they're in the palace and a witch comes up and a guard attacks her and she throws hot scalding shit in his face?
No. Oh,
well,
I saw it when I only saw it once and I was in like eighth grade.
Yeah. Well, but. I got it scalding shit in my face.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That was me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, but I spent like 2 months in the desert with a beard. I grew a beard and everything. I was like 26 and I could finally grow a beard. And I never got like in front of the camera, and then it ended and I shaved, and the next day they called me and said, we want you for like in studio bit. So they had to glue a beard on my face and everything. Yeah. And
wow, that's
awesome. You watch it now and you've seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like at the end where he's not playing himself, he's playing the bellhop.
Uh-huh.
And how bad he is, and he's kind of like looking around with his eyes and stuff like that. That's how I look.
Yeah.
Like I'm the worst actor ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Did you speak at all or just?
No.
Got the, do you, you didn't even scream or anything?
I did scream, okay. But they dubbed me.
What?
Yeah.
With your own voice or?
No, with another voice because they would have had to pay me, I guess.
Oh.
And I guess, you know, they probably would have rather paid their cousin.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe I didn't scream well.
Maybe.
It could be. So the song that, that you feel like, did someone said it was reminiscent of that other song? Is that, was that your story? Like you played a song. Remember when we were talking?
Just my whole thing.
Oh, your whole thing.
You mean the dad that said it was derivative, that story? Or?
Yeah. No, well, there was one specific song that you said you could think of that you took.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a song called Sock It To Me that.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, it sounds like a Devo song. Like, it's like the same exact bass.
Can you play
line.
A little now?
Mm, no. No, it doesn't really. It won't translate.
Because you need. Because you play a lot with, like, recorded drums and bass. Do you play all those instruments yourself?
Yeah.
Like, real drums and stuff?
No, I don't. I wish I was a drummer, but no, I have a drum machine that I used on a lot of my earlier recordings. Yeah. It actually broke, like, a few months ago.
Yeah.
Once and for all. We've been through a lot together.
Well.
But,
God rest its
soul. Yeah. But yeah, on my album I Want to Grow Up, my friend played real drums on it.
And do you ever tour with a real band?
No, not usually, but I am for, I say it's the first time because the actual first time was in 2012 and it was a bad experience, so I just like pretend like it didn't happen, but this, yeah, I'm going on tour with a full band in April.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And is the band called anything, or is it called Colleen Green and her band?
It's Colleen Green Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Are you going to play here?
Yeah, we're playing at the Echo on April 29th.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm coming.
Cool. I'll put you on the list.
Will I hear your voice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It'll be a good sound.
Yeah. Have you, you've been to the Echo, right?
I have been to the Echo,
they got a pretty good sound there. Typically, I mean, I usually feel like the vocals could be louder in that room, but you'll be able to hear it.
Vocals can always be louder for me. I'm a real stickler for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to hear the melody. It's the most important.
I know.
Part.
And, you know, and but then I go on and I look up your lyrics, too. So, you know,
cool.
But you could hear them pretty well on the recordings.
Yeah. My mom always says, you need to tell them to turn your vocals up.
I know.
Next time.
I'm like your mom. Yeah. Yeah. How old's your mom? She's probably my age.
She's like 60.
60?
Yeah. She's born in 56.
Yeah. She's single.
No, she's married to my dad.
Well, I don't know. I mean, everyone gets a divorce nowadays.
Nope, not these people.
Yeah.
Massachusetts, New England, yeah, Catholic family.
Yeah. Yeah.
No divorce.
Mm-mm. What was it like growing up with them?
With who?
With your parents.
My parents? It was pretty normal.
Yeah. Did you have a good childhood? Are you happy?
Yeah, I think I had a really good childhood. I mean... I wouldn't be the person I am today if I had been raised differently.
Yeah, you seem like a pleasant, nice person.
Yeah, hell yeah, thank you. Likewise. But yeah, I mean, I'm from a really, really small town. Like, my mom's whole family lives still in that town. My dad's family was close by. They all lived in New Hampshire. We would always go camping in the woods. It was very, like, woods, beach, fields, forest. I live in, like, I mean, my parents, you know.
Right.
I was raised in, like, the middle of the forest, pretty much.
Wow.
And then the farm, my mom's family owns a dairy farm just down the road, so.
And are they supportive of your career?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're doing good.
Yeah.
Do you have insurance?
I have state health care, yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, which is really good.
Obamacare?
I had it before, so I don't think it, I don't know. It's like Medi-Cal or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've had it for a long time, like before.
You know, that. I'm worried about you.
Thank you.
Can I ask it's a misogynistic question a little bit, I think. But okay. Not in a mean way. It's just because I'm in a band with Io, my bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
Who rocks.
Yeah, and she rocks.
Yeah.
And she had her third album coming out, and then she got pregnant, right? Uh-huh. And then she kind of put her record career away and all that. But she actually toured pregnant. And I wish I went to it. She went, like, all over the world, and... She had her, like, 70-year-old dad, who's an artist, paint behind her while she was, like, you know, doing Whoa. All that. So my question, just because you're a woman, of course, is, do you think about having a kid and your career at the same time? Like, how would that work out?
Nope, never going to have any kids.
Right. Good for you.
So.
Yeah, it's a horrible world. We don't want to bring any kids in.
Yeah, that and just, I mean, a lot of reasons, but... It's not for me.
Yeah.
I've known that for a pretty long time.
I got so mad at her for having a kid.
Aw. You know, I feel bad for being, like, judgmental about people who are having kids, because yeah. I'm at that age where, like, a lot of people I know are having kids and stuff now, and I'm just like, what are you fucking doing? But, like,
I know.
I have to be like, oh, that's great, you know? I mean, it's cool. Like, I have a really, really, really good friend, a very old friend who has a daughter, and she's amazing. She's, like, really cool and smart, and, like, I know that she's just, like, a joy, like, for them, like, her and her husband. And so that's great.
Look, my daughter's a joy for me, too, but also a misery, because I'm like, well, I don't know, how is she going to keep living, and is there going to even be a fucking Earth around in 10 years?
Maybe she'll live on Mars.
Yeah, I don't know. She doesn't seem like a Mars girl.
Yeah.
You know, she likes
Earth.
Yeah, she likes Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Ojai right now. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
But cool.
She keeps coming back here. Mm. Yeah. Not to hang out with dad, which I understand. She's 17.
Yeah.
Who wants to hang out with dad when they're 17?
No one.
No one. I certainly didn't.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, my dad used to get mad at me. Like, what? I'm like, would you hang out with your dad? He's like, my dad's dead. I'd love to hang out with my dad. I'm like, come on, settle down.
Yeah.
That guy. He really. But, I don't know if that was a misogynistic question, but it was certainly a question geared toward a woman in music, because it's an issue, I think. Right? Not for you.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Because she had a story. She was coming back from the tour, and she was in New York and lugging her amps and shit like that. And, like, people would just be laughing at her and go, I guess that's heavy, and wouldn't even help her.
Oh.
Like, she was, like, 9 months pregnant.
Whoa. She probably shouldn't have been traveling.
I know, exactly.
I was thinking, like... earlier, but her kid probably rocks, though.
Might have been 7 months or something like that. Yeah.
I've seen bands before. I saw a band at Harvard and Stone one time, and the bass player was really, really pregnant. She just had the bass, like, like it was, like, almost horizontal, like, laying atop her big pregnant
belly. You know
what?
That's kind of how I feel when I play, because I have, like, a gut, and I'm like, now I know why... You know, people who sing want to be thinner. It's not even image. It's like, you got to get the guitar closer to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember John Popper? Remember Blues Traveler?
Yeah.
Mean, that guy was really big at one point.
Yeah. I mean, he needed long arms to play guitar.
Yeah, I guess. maybe it squishes in. I don't know.
Yeah. What about, like, Daniel Johnston? Do you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's kind of heavy, right?
Maybe they just, like, hunch over like that?
He seems soft and mushy.
He doesn't, or he does?
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it's fine.
He's probably...
They figure out a way. They do it for rock and roll, you know? They just find a way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I could deal with it, too, but it just would be more comfortable if I was skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
But...
For sure. Are you, like, trying to lose weight or anything?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I haven't started yet.
Uh-huh.
But I've certainly started thinking about it.
Okay, but you don't have a plan or anything?
Well, I do the Master Cleanse at once every couple of years. It's
whoa. Like
21 days.
So you don't eat anything for 21 days, but you drink a drink with like cayenne pepper in it and whatnot?
Yeah, cayenne pepper, lemon, and grade B maple syrup. And then in the morning, this is the best
what, part. Wait, grade B maple syrup?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's the best or something? Why? It's, why grade B?
It's not processed, so apparently the sugar goes slower into your system, so you don't get a sugar high and then come down really hard.
Huh.
That's what I heard. But then in the morning, drink like a quart of salt water, and it flushes everything out, and it's kind of the coolest thing ever.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up. Yeah, that's
what I can't imagine. I mean, I had my wisdom teeth out a couple years ago, and I couldn't eat for like 2 days or whatever, you know, and I was like the most miserable I've ever been in my life.
Well, the first 2 or 3 days is the worst, but you know, with a cleanse like that, after like the fourth or fifth day, you start getting euphoric, and after like 10, 11, 12, and more and more and more, you're not even thinking about food. You're kind of just, you're really into this whole thing, and the idea of food is like almost too much for you. Like I'll walk by like a bakery or something, and the smell would fill me up. I would just take money out and throw it on the ground in front of the bakery because I feel like I just ate a bunch of like their food and stuff like that. Sniff snacks, I call it.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, do you know that your brain processes bread in the same way that it processes like morphine and shit?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like it treats bread products like opioids. Whoa. So when you like smell, because I'm like not eating bread.
Yeah.
And like when you like smell the smell of bread and toast and stuff, it like does something in your brain where it's like, I need this thing right now. It's like
how does it affect you?
You get like addicted to it. I'm fine.
But like when you smell bread, does it affect you like, wow, this is an amazing smell or eh?
I mean, I've always felt that way about the smell of bread and toast though.
Yeah, it smells good.
It smells so good.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel any different, but my friend's doing the bulletproof diet right now and she told me that. That thing about your brain.
And then what about, like, gluten-free bread?
I don't fuck with that.
Really? You feel like it's just... Is it like... What's kind of like? It's kind of like alcoholics don't drink non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. My dad used to drink O'Doul's sometimes. But that was... It kind of came and went. I never really understood that.
I found this non-alcoholic wine for my girlfriend, and it's really good. And she had a friend of hers, like, just smell it, who was in AA. And she's like, no, if I start drinking that, I'm going to start drinking everything.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, I guess wine is different because people drink wine for, like, the smell. And, like, people that are really into wine get really into, like, the notes of it and stuff like that. But, I mean, I don't drink wine, but if I did, I would be drinking it to get... Right.
Now you have like some medical problem, right?
Yes, I have an autoimmune disease called myasthenia gravis.
Yeah. And so you can't eat gluten, right?
Well, I mean, you can, but what is my disease?
Well, no.
What is it about?
What can't you do or what, how do you treat it?
I mean, I can basically do anything. Like I'm like normal. It's just that I have to take medication. The disease affects my muscle strength. Mm-hmm. So I'm basically symptom free at this point. I've been having it since like 2009. Mm-hmm. But like when I first was experiencing symptoms of it, it made my muscles really weak. So like I couldn't like smile and stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like it goes from like the top down. It's like a neuromuscular.
Because they say smile takes less muscles than frowning.
I know, yeah.
Although frowning, who frowns?
I couldn't frown either.
Who frowns? Frowns.
I frown. Like that? Would you call that a frown?
Yeah, that is a frown. That was a good one.
Like when something happens I don't like, I go like that.
See, usually I don't frown. Usually I just don't smile.
Okay.
I don't care enough.
Just nothing frown. Registers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, okay, so you're wow, your muscles hurt, but you're fine right now.
I'm okay now. Yeah, I take medication.
And what causes
on the daily?
It?
What causes it? I don't know. It's like what causes autoimmune diseases now. You know, yeah. Like it's like this weird phenomenon that's just been happening. Like, I mean, relatively speaking, in recent times, and I have no idea. I have a theory that it's our food.
Yeah,
our food is fucked up.
Right.
And
like peanut allergies now are like everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Cause like, and also like, everything's so clean. Like we disinfect everything. Everything is like super right. clean all the time, you know? And like our bodies they're like bored. So it's like, I don't know. I have nothing else to like fight off. You don't have like polio or anything anymore, you know, that like stuff hilarious. Like that. And so your body's like, what am I supposed to do? So they find like a peanut or something and they're like, okay, fuck that peanut. Like, and that's like where it all comes from. That's my theory. I don't know.
I love that theory.
Yeah.
I think you're a scientist.
I dabble.
Cause we were talking about like how happy songs, you know, mm-hmm. some happy songs are good, but the songs where you're miserable, has this disease created any good songs?
Well, I think, yeah, all of them because
just subconsciously at least.
Yeah. I got diagnosed with MG and then like I moved to LA like pretty much immediately afterwards. And then that's when Colleen Green was born. Like that's when I started
wow.
making this music. I mean, I was always making music, but like I couldn't really do anything because yeah. I was like all weak and stuff. So I would just like sit in my room and play with my drum machine and make beats and just, I knew I wanted to like really go for it in terms yeah. of like music. And
that is the amazing thing about music and songwriting is you just need you and yourself, and no matter what state you're in, you can just do it. And it's like, it's this healing thing. It really
yeah.
is.
Yeah. So it's like, kind of like, it was like at the time I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, you know?
Yeah.
But it's pretty much also the best thing that yeah. happened because it led to
right.
all this amazing stuff that's happening in my life now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I always think about everything that's happened in my life and it's, everything happened perfectly.
Yeah.
You know?
It was just, that's just your path, you know?
Yeah. That's great. I love it. I feel like that's a good place to end. What? Yeah. How long have we been going?
50 minutes.
50 minutes. That's a perfect amount.
Cool.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks
yeah. For thanks coming. For having me.
Colleen Green. I've said your name right. See, I'm really bad at having podcasts. Do you have like a website you want to plug or anything?
No, don't
you
have
could
a website.
Just Google Colleen Green.
Yeah, I'm on Google.
Yeah, you're on Google. I mean,
it'll come up.
Yeah, I mean, you're more popular than I am. Maybe I should plug my site.
Yeah, you should plug your site.
Maybe people are listening because of you. Jesus. Dino Stamatopoulos.
How do you say your last name, by the way?
Stamatopoulos.
Oh, okay.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, I was pretty...
It's scary because it's 13 letters long. But, uh-huh. But, yeah.
Yeah, I've only looked at it. Like, I've looked at it, but I've never tried to, like, sound it out. But when I was at the wrong building before.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was, like, talking to the lady through the doorbell.
Yeah.
And she was really confused as to why I was there. And I was like, I'm here for the Dino show. And she's like, who? I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
no one knows. See, I'm not even popular in my studio. No one
well,
knows.
Well, yeah,
me.
I don't know. And I tried to, like, say your last name, but I realized that I, like, have never... heard it or said it out loud before. I've only yeah. seen it, and I was just like, "It's Dino Stamatopoulos." But I think I got it. What is it? Again?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I think that's basically what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, and, but you know,
cool.
I mean, they're you know they were over there. They, it's probably not even our. I think we were renting it out to someone. So.
Oh yeah, it sounded like a British lady. But then it was like a British lady at first, and then she came back and she sounded not British.
Maybe it was another lady.
It's weird. Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe
it was ghoulish. I don't know. A bunch of ghouls up in there.
So have you ever been in this building before?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, this room, it's the best bar. And yeah, if you guys are listening, you should all come by.
Nice lamps.
I'm inviting all three of the people who listen to this. Yeah, the lamps are great.
I like
great.
That one and that one.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
The guy who directed Anomalisa, Duke Johnson, his next job was designing this room.
Nice.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Yeah. You should see our sound booth where we usually do these. I'll take you. I'll let you peek in.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't usually do it in here?
No. I love it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very comfy.
Yeah. Can we do it in here all the time?
If you can book it out, yeah. Let's do it.
If I can book it out. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Colleen.
Okay,
and,
bye.
And by the way, stick around, but we just won't record anymore.
Okay.
Unless you want to. Do you like this?
Whatever. It's your show, man.
Were you having fun? Did you have fun?
Yeah.
I have fun doing
totally.
These. Because I'm fascinated by songwriting.
Yeah, me too.
Can you give me any tips? Like, you've heard my stuff. Should I do anything different?
I don't know. No. What do you want? Like,
I don't know. What do you want? What do you want from me?
I just want you to do what you want, what makes you happy.
Oh, my God. I love you. All right. That's how it's going to work.
Okay. Great.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Feral Audio.